Good morning and welcome to the Narrow Path radio broadcast. My name is Steve Gregg and we are live for 1/2 hour together. If you would like to call in, you can be a part of the program. If you have questions about the Bible, questions about your Christian faith, your Christian life, feel free to give me a call. If you have an alternative view to that of the host and would like to express that, feel free to do that as well. Always welcome here to do that. The number to call is 1-800-227-5278. That's 1-800-227-5278. And our first caller today is Mike from Riverside, California. Mike, welcome to the Narrow Path. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, how are you, Steve?
I'm fine, thank you.
Could I have a question? In my church, the pastor, sometimes he'll put his wife up to preach on Sunday, and there's a lot of people in the congregation that have emailed him and criticized him for that, saying it's not biblical. And I was thinking,
Your voice is breaking up. I don't know if it's my connection or yours, but it sounds like you're concerned about whether the pastor's wife was whether it was scriptural for him to for her to preach or not. Is that right? It looks like we lost connection. I think your cell phone maybe got out of range. My thoughts about that would be that, in my opinion, the Bible does not forbid women to preach, though Paul did not permit a woman to, as I understand his meaning in 2 Timothy chapters 2 and 3, he did not allow a woman to be in the position of eldership in the church, or what we might call a pastor today. But that's not the same thing as just preaching. Now, what Paul actually did say in 1 Timothy chapter 2 is, I do not permit a woman to teach or have authority over men, a man in the church. But the context of his statement is, of course, as you can tell by reading a few verses later, he's talking about the appointment of elders or bishops, overseers in the church. And he doesn't allow women to be in that position. But I don't think that teaching or preaching outside of, the office of leadership is forbidden to women. For example, evangelism would not be forbidden because we know that there are women evangelists in the Bible. The woman at the well went and evangelized her whole village and told them to come to Jesus and told them what she knew about him. The women at the tomb when Jesus rose were told by the angels to go and tell the disciples that Jesus had risen. That is, of course, the gospel, that Jesus had risen from the dead. So women in the Bible are, not excluded from doing evangelism. Of course, if it takes place in the pulpit at a church, ought not necessarily to be evangelism. I think in the church is an assembly of Christians, and they don't need to be evangelized. They need to be edified. They need to be taught. They need to be discipled. And so teaching would be the main issue here. And Paul said he didn't allow a woman to teach or have authority over a man. Some people think that what Paul means is a woman shouldn't ever teach a man or have authority over a man. That's separate commands, separate activities that are forbidden, both of them separately forbidden. I think when he talks about teaching and having authority, he's referring to one thing. He's talking about the role of the overseer, which he describes as being one who has to teach in the next few verses. So I think that teaching, but not as an elder, is not something that Paul had a problem with women doing. For example, Priscilla and Aquila, a married couple, both were teachers. They didn't necessarily, I'm not saying she was a teacher in the church per se, but she did, along with her husband, take Apollos aside and teach him more perfectly in the ways of God, it says in Acts chapter 18. And therefore, it wasn't as if a woman teaching a man under all circumstances was considered to be wrong by Paul or by the early church. I think there's only just the one thing that Paul forbids the woman to do, and of course he would forbid most men to do it too, because the qualifications for eldership are fairly strict, and most men wouldn't qualify either. But in that that is to be the elder, an elder in the church. Paul made it very clear he didn't mind women prophesying in the church. He made that clear in 1 Corinthians 11. So a woman speaking in the church in certain situations would not necessarily be wrong. Now, if your pastor is trying to get the church used to the idea of his wife being a co-pastor or, you know, being one of the pastors of the church, I would think that I would think he's going beyond what the scripture would endorse. But if his wife is just occasionally presenting something in the church, I don't think that's necessarily wrong. I know some people think of the sermon in the church as some sacrosanct thing that only the pastor should do, but that's just not biblical. I mean, for a woman to get up and, let's say, give a little talk about missions or something, very few people would object to that. But if she gets up and gives the main sermon, they might find that objectionable. And yet, biblically, there's not really any serious difference between someone giving a talk briefly or giving a longer talk. The main issue would be whether the woman is in the position of leadership over the men in the church, I think. And it may be that the pastor who's having his wife preach from time to time is not at all intending that she should be seen as a leader in the church over the men. So it would depend on really what's going on there. Just the fact that a woman is in the pulpit, I don't think, is something the Bible could be made to forbid, in my opinion. All right, let's talk to Deborah from San Jacinto, California. Hello, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I have a question. I want to know at what point when a child is born, the spirit and the soul is it there already, or does God place it in the child beforehand, or does that come from the parents? Because I was sitting under someone, and they told me that basically God breathed into Adam, and he became a living